T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Six o'clock, I think, is according to the NCAA baseball on Twitter. It's 6 o'clock our time, Knoxville an hour ahead of us, so we get a little bit of a break there. Unlike Oregon, that was the games would be so late. It's an hour ahead there. Anyway, about Tennessee this season, not a lot of success as it relates to between the Tigers and Tennessee for LSU.
Well, Tennessee's got a new baseball program, or a new coach. They've had a baseball program for a while, but Tony Vitello has done a tremendous job there. He has brought life to that program. It's just been kind of there, really hasn't done much, hasn't been going to many regionals. No excitement, but this coach, who, by the way, is a candidate to be the next head coach at LSU, or at least one of the candidates, name, I think Tennessee's going to throw him a bunch of money to make sure he stays there. But yeah, LSU didn't fare well. LSU was that was really at the start of the season where they really were kind of struggling. But if you remember, they had an opportunity to get a win there. They were leading late in a ball game, and then rain came in and suspended it. And they then started it the next day. And Tennessee came back, and they ended up winning that contest. That's when LSU was really kind of in its midst of struggling to figure out, their bullpen roles. Devin Fontenot certainly wasn't as good as he was or as he is now. And just LSU was they were trying to figure out who was going to be their third starter. That was before Mikhail Hilliard really got emerged as a guy that they can go to as far as the starting pitcher on the weekend. So, LSU is definitely a better team, a more confident team, a team that's down to roll. When you win 4 straight elimination games, you really feel like as a team that you can't lose. But I think this is also a Tennessee team that really believes that they're good enough to get to Omaha, and it'll be tough, and it'll be a hostile atmosphere there. If you watched any of the games in the regional, those fans there are fired up. This is a school that really hasn't had all that much to cheer about. The football program's been not even mediocre, you can say. Men's basketball has been – they've had a couple of good teams. The women's basketball team certainly not as good as it was under Pat Summitt. And the baseball team really hasn't done anything. So this is going to be a fan base that's going to be very fired up and ready to go. And LSU is going to have to be ready for that.
Series was March 26th through March 28th. Friday, they lost 3-1. LSU did Saturday, as you were just saying, lost 9-8 in that game, and then 3-2 on Sunday. So we'll take a break. We'll look ahead to Jeff, if you can, give us a little scouting report on Tennessee and pitching strategy, rotation, et cetera, for LSU. When we come back, it's 7:20. Time for traffic now on WWL. You got to be a little bit lucky at times in LSU, Oregon, with the balk last night. Jeff Palermo is our guest, WWL.com columnist. Boy, that's a pretty big mistake at that level, huh, Jeff?
Certainly is. I mean, it was a cat and mouse game going on because LSU had runners at first and third, and Oregon was expecting LSU to bunt. So they kept having the first baseman and the third baseman charge. And for your listeners who didn't see the play, when you when you're the pitcher and you do a pickoff move, you got to throw to a fielder at a base. You know, you just can't throw it to, say, the second baseman where the second baseman normally stands if he's not covering the bag. Well, in this case, the first baseman was coming in to charge against what he thought or what Oregon was thinking was a bunt, and the pitcher threw it to the first baseman who was standing nowhere near the first base. So on a balk, the two runners get to advance, and LSU had a runner at first, Cade Beloso, who's not a very speedy guy. But again, Oregon was playing, thinking that the bunt play was on with runners at first and third, and then Cade Doty was able to score from third base on really what was a strange play. And Colby Summers was the Oregon pitcher at the time, and that guy, he's one of the better closers in the country, and LSU got to him last night.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and you got the first baseman on the grass part of the infield, so that's pretty well all you need to know, right? I mean, he's not even in the mud, so there you go. Tell me about looking ahead to the Super Regional pitching, et cetera, LSU rotation possibly. What are we looking at?
Well, so you had Landon Marceau, who pitched 101 pitches on Friday, and then he goes 2 1/3 last night. I don't know if they would want to pitch him in game one. I'm certain they're going to want to pitch him in game two. I mean, I can't imagine they're going to let this series go by and not have him at least know that he's going to pitch in one game. Is he going to be able to recover for game one? I'm sure he's going to sit there and tell you, yeah, give him the ball on Saturday night. And yeah, so the NCAA does give LSU a bit of a break, not asking them to start the series on Friday after coming home here from Oregon today. They're not leaving till they probably left this morning or about ready to leave. That'll be interesting to see. I would think, you're probably going to go with Mikhail Hilliard. I think in game one, you know, Hilliard pitched last night, but it was only for one inning. And then I think you go with Marceau, and then you hope that A.J. Labus, if there's a game three, he'll be ready. He pitched very well. Got him a big win on Sunday in the first game against Gonzaga. So I think that's where that's probably what they'll do. Obviously, you'd probably want to start Marceau in game one. I guess they want to make sure where he's at. They'll make that determination, I would imagine, on Thursday, kind of see where Marceau's at. But he probably is going to need an extra day and might not be just ready to go in game one.
If you were to pick an MVP from the regional with Oregon, who would it be?
Well, Gavin Dugas ended up getting it, and you know
in Oregon.
Oh yeah. Gavin Dugas got it. He was named the regional MVP. He certainly came on late in that. He had what should have been two home runs. They ruled one a triple, even though it should have been an inside the park home run. And then he did hit two home runs last night. He got LSU going last night. Tigers took a 2-0 lead early in the game when he had a 2-run homer and had a huge game. But Landon Marceau to do that, some people that don't follow baseball and they'll say, well, what's the big deal? He had 2 days rest. He threw 101 pitches. It's what you're accustomed to doing. And he's accustomed to starting a game, going out there, emptying the tank, throwing 100 and some pitches and not pitching for a week. He's not accustomed to coming back 2 days later against a good offensive lineup. And then the other thing is trying to get those final three outs. They call the outs 25, 26, and 7 the hardest three outs to get in a game. And Marceau was able to do that. He was in a situation that he wasn't really accustomed to, but really some terrific pitching performances throughout the entire weekend. And LSU is going to need more of that. That was the key. I know they used some guys at the bottom of their pitching depth yesterday. And Oregon was able to get to him, but the main guys were really solid this past weekend in Eugene.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your time. I know it was a short night for you and you're busy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.